from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Afghani hotel under attack. At least four gunmen attacked a luxury hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, late Saturday night. The gunmen are said to have taken hostages and exchanged gunfire with security forces as the Intercontinental Hotel caught fire. There is conflicting information from interior ministers, but according to one, several people have been killed and at least six wounded. Here's more from Reuters.
An Afghan government official said details of the raid, which came days after a U.S. embassy warning of possible attacks on hotels in the capital, were unclear. The official said the attackers, who entered through a kitchen, appeared to have included suicide bombers. There is no immediate claim for responsibility in what is the latest in a long series of attacks to hit Kabul.
That was a report from Reuters. At least two of the gunmen are said to have been killed by special forces. United States lawmakers showed few signs of agreement as of Saturday night after the government shut down overnight. Lawmakers are at odds over a range of defense spending and immigration issues, including a legislative fix for nearly 800,000 undocumented young people brought to the U.S. as children. The public won't feel full effects of the shutdown until the work week begins. A vote to end the shutdown could occur by 1 a.m. Monday, but it could also happen sooner than that. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on a four-day visit to the Middle East. Pence met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues on Saturday.
We believe the ties between Egypt and the United States have never been stronger.
The vice president has since arrived in Amman, Jordan. He will meet with King Abdullah in the morning, then fly to Israel. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of protesters turned out in cities across the United States on Saturday. The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him in their signs and apparel. The rallies are meant to follow up last year's Women's March that took place the day after the president was sworn in.
Over the course of this year, it became clear to me that people were worried that the message was going to go away, that people's resistance was going to go away. I wanted to make sure I was here again. We're staying. He needs to hear us.
The women gathered to call for equal rights in pay and health care, to denounce sexual harassment, encourage women to run for office, among many other issues. Two Americans and two Canadians have been freed after being kidnapped in the northern Nigerian state of Kaduna. A police spokesman said on Saturday the Americans and Canadians were ambushed by unknown gunmen on Wednesday while traveling to the capital, Abuja. A spokesman for Kaduna State Police said no ransom was paid. Here's the police commissioner.
We do not have any information about any ransom being paid. I had interactions with officials of the Canadian and American embassy, and they did not tell me of any ransom being paid.
Kidnapping, usually for ransom, is common in parts of Nigeria, though abductors usually target other Nigerians. However, the kidnapping of foreigners is not uncommon. Two German archaeologists were abducted in the region last February and were later freed.
A luchar contra una plaga que afecta a nuestro continente americano.
Saturday in Peru, Pope Francis denounced killings of women and other gender-based crimes in Latin America. At a Marian prayer in the northern city of Trujillo, the pontiff called for legislation protecting women and a new culture that repudiates every form of violence. It was the second time in as many days that he has spoken out about gender violence following his strong defense of indigenous women in the Amazon. Tunisian security forces have killed a top aide of Abu Mossab Abdul Wadud, the leader of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, an official source told Reuters on Saturday. Tunisia has been on high alert since 2015 when Islamic State gunmen killed dozens of foreign tourists in a museum in the capital, Tunis, on a beach resort in the city of Sousse. We have more information on this story and all those that we covered tonight on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.